The object of the bill is to amend the Income Tax Act 2015, the Act 896, to provide for the exemption from tax of interest paid to an individual by a resident financial institution or to an individual on bonds issued by the government of Ghana, and to reduce the withholding tax on service fee paid to resident persons. The Income Tax Act 2015, the Act 896, imposes a 1% tax on interest paid to an individual by a resident financial institution or on bonds issued by the government of Ghana. It also imposes 15% withholding tax on service fees paid to the resident person. Mr. Speaker, this amendment seeks to encourage individuals to patronize the issue of corporate and municipal bonds for financing business operations and local government projects, which commences in 2016. The bill further seeks to reduce the withholding tax on service fees to avoid the eroding the working capital of service providers.
The committee was informed that the bill seeks to promote savings, investment, and in corporate and government bonds. The committee, in its deliberations, considered the bill to be of an urgent nature and must be taken through all the stages in accordance with Article 106.13 of the Constitution and Order 119 of the Standing Orders of the House. The committee, upon a thorough examination of the bill, recommends to the House to adopt its report and pass the Income Tax Amendment Bill 2016 into law.
It is good that we are now correcting something that has happened, but it should not, I think on record, it should not happen again. The intentions may have been good, but one wonders how much pressure was put on the executive for it to have written to your speakership even before we rose. That we don't know. The speaker, what worries me is that error, if it was one, should not have occurred, unless, of course, the bill was raised and a lot of people did not consider it seriously. Because on the one hand, I think it's government policy official that we want to encourage savings. Then, on the other hand, we are going to tax those people who choose to save. That inconsistency, that defect is being remedied. I want to suggest to the ministry that next time, more stakeholder consultation should take place.